Let's start off learning where our hand is going to be for most of this song. I'm going to start off in what we call seventh position. And that means my first finger is basically over the seventh fret. We'll find our first note we need, which is the E, on the third string, seventh fret with our first finger. The pattern that we use during the verse and chorus is what we call a 1-8-5 pattern. The 1 refers to, of course, the E, the name of the chord. The 8 is the octave, so it's another E, just higher. This E is on the first string, 2 frets higher, the 9th fret. You can always find an octave for any note you're playing, down 2 strings and up 2 frets. So we have E on our 3rd string 7th fret, and we will follow that with the E on the 1st string 9th fret. The 5 is right above that E you just played on the 1st string. It's on the 2nd string 9th fret. That is the 5, which in this case is a B. So we have E, E, B, E, E, B. This is the basic pattern, the 1-8-5. Now what's nice about this pattern is that we can move it, and it will move proportionally to wherever we take it. Now let's talk about the timing. This is 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So you can hear I'm hitting on 1 and 2 and. That's the and of 2, 3 and 4, and on 4. So on the first beat, we're hitting our 1, 1 and 2 and. On the and of 2, we have our 8, 3 and 4 is our 5. This is a nice, easy bossa nova Latin pattern. Great. So that is the intro where we play the E chord for two measures. Now let's see what happens when we go into the verse.